This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
As part of the ritual that follows the death of a pope, the solemn ringing of the Vatican Church bells, Pope Francis has passed at age 88. The morning after Easter and presiding over a portion of Easter services at the Vatican, Father Tom Willis is the Diocese of St. Augustine's Director of Liturgy, joins us live the morning that we are all reacting to the news and I guess maybe starting with seeing Pope Francis as recently as Easter and now learning of his passing. How are you handling this moment and sharing with followers this passing?
Yeah, Rich, thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity. When I saw the video yesterday of him giving the Urbi et Orbi blessing, he didn't look good. So I was kind of beginning to think we may be in the final days or weeks of Pope Francis's life. Of course, to be woken up this morning with the news that he had died earlier was quite a shock. Now's the time for us to, you know, take stock of what Francis has meant to the Church as Pope, even before that, when he was still serving in Argentina. What a wonderful man of the gospel, what a wonderful man of Christ he is, and to allow that to continue to inspire us to live this very faith that has been at the center of the Church's celebrations all last week for Holy Week and into Easter.
Father, it's been more than a decade since the Pope has passed, and Pope Francis, though humble, was a bit of a revolutionary as far as the Catholic Church is concerned, faced with some of the challenges that the Catholic Church is currently facing. Do you think that the cardinals will be looking for something in particular, something special in a new pope, and should we expect a longer process because of that?
It's hard to tell what the cardinals will be thinking. There's so much that's going to have to occur in the next few days of just preparing a papal funeral, let alone then the preparation for the conclave. One of the interesting side notes right now is that according to the present legislation, only 120 cardinal electors are permitted for the election, and yet there's 135 under the age of 80. So there's 15 at least right now that are going to have to be figured out who's not going to get in. That political process will be interesting. So how all of this gets played out and what the cardinals begin to discuss after they all get to Rome and begin that time together, both the official meetings that they have, as well as they say, the side conversations that happens along the cafes of the streets of Rome, will be very interesting when we get to see who the new pope will be.
Father, today is Easter Monday, so I know diocesan offices are closed. Will there be prayer services and opportunities for Catholics and believers to honor Pope Francis today or over the coming days?
Yeah, while administrative offices are closed on a day like this, parish churches are still open. So your parishes around the Diocese of St. Augustine will be having their regular daily masses, at which we will offer prayers, offer masses for the repose of the soul of Pope Francis. And I am sure in the coming hours and days, we will be pushing out from the diocese the official notification of what parishes can do over these next few days to help the Catholics and the community be able to mourn his passing and pray for the repose of his soul.
There were so many who referred to him as the people's pope. Is that too simplistic, or does that really get to the heart of what his heart was for so many believers?
I tell you, I just returned from leading a pilgrimage in Italy a month ago and was in Rome for the last 4 days. There is no doubt in my mind that the Italian people love Pope Francis. They have a place in their heart for him. He won their heart on the day of his election when he just simply bowed and asked them to pray for him before he gave his first blessing as Pope. Every time he came out and did his weekly Angelus at noon from the window of the papal apartments, he would always end it with, "Have a good lunch, buen pranzo." I mean, he got into their hearts because of his simplicity. He's going to be a hard man to replace in their hearts, I've got to think.
And how communicative are the higher levels of the Catholic Church with regard to the process itself? Like, how much do you hear at the local level?
I only hear about it because I'm that contact person for the media. And so I try to keep myself abreast of what's going on to be prepared for situations like this. I think for most people going through the day, there's going to be a sadness, but the actual process of what it's going to take to get through the funeral, get into the conclave and the actual election of the Pope is going to be handled on higher levels and will filter down to us to be able to pray and assist with our prayers. But that's really the most that we will be doing over the next several weeks.
As of this morning, we have a full statement from Bishop. We have posted that as part of our team coverage at WOKV.com. And as we learn more about services and the like, we'll certainly be updating you. Father Tom Willis, the Diocese of St. Augustine's Director of Liturgy, thank you.